The former freedom fighters brought shopping to a standstill at various shopping malls in Durban yesterday. They made it clear no foreign national should do any kind of trading in the city. They visited all foreign-owned shops and stalls in the central business district of Durban, forcing them to close shop and leave the country. Some shops were looted, forcing foreign nationals to lock themselves inside the shops, while some had to flee. Ngabutho Mabena, chairman of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, says this is unacceptable and an embarrassment to the ruling ANC's accommodative spirit.
We are shocked that former members of MK are the ones that are doing against the presence of migrants in South Africa. We do not think that this is the manner to address these challenges. The White Paper on International Migration, as gazetted in 2017, is clear in terms of managing migration.
But one of the march organizers, who did not disclose his name, insists they now want their land, jobs and livelihoods back. He accused the ANC of ignoring their plea for action on foreign nationals who are squeezing locals out of livelihoods across the country.
Let us render the country ungovernable.
The latest threats by the former Liberation Fighters Wing has left foreign nationals scared that xenophobic violence could soon erupt. Amnesty International South Africa Director Shanila Mohammed has also condemned the latest trend of organized groups marching against foreign nationals.
We are definitely worried that this is now going to, you know, break out into, again, the same type of xenophobic violence that we've seen over and over, like, you know, 2008, last year, you know. So, and you know, unfortunately, the difference between now and before is that it's becoming more organized.
The ANC has also condemned all acts of targeting foreign nationals. Lekwete Dakota is a member of the ANC's National Executive Committee.
It will be quite appalling and disturbing to find ourselves in a situation where we have to fight with our neighbors. What we can encourage is that governments in those countries must try their best to stabilize, ensure that they can feed and create jobs for their people, because we are also finding it difficult here to care our people and their people.
Last month, a group calling itself Put South Africa First marched to the Department of Home Affairs demanding that foreign nationals return to their countries. The government at the time said it will respond in due course after studying the memorandum of the anti-foreign nationals group. Repeated xenophobic violence in South Africa has left dozens of people dead and thousands displaced. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.